Afternoon. Good to see everybody. Injury-wise, nothing's really changed. DHB, as you know, he hasn't practiced all week, so he's probably the only guy that's not going to be available. Good week of practice. Again, we'll come in tomorrow, have our final meetings and walk through and, get ready to travel up north and go play this ball game. Guys are excited. Great opportunity. Obviously, huge challenge. Going to have to play really good football in all three phases in order to get this job done.
Has LeBron been cleared?
He's still going through the protocol.
Chuck, as much as they use their slot receivers, how important of a role is Darius Butler going to play, assuming he's going to be covering that slot guy?
A major role. 105 catches, and Amendola's got, 50-some or whatever, and he's been injured some, so going to play a major role, especially on third down.
Chuck, opposite of
Lonte,
Lonte quarterback?
Well, we've got four guys, so time will tell.
You guys have done a pretty good job of knowing all and starting off games. You did it twice on the road, Kansas City and Cincinnati. I assume it'll be even more difficult to do it on Saturday. You guys had to do anything different as far as signals and stuff to know about?
We've been in some loud environments before. I think our guys did a nice job with it, during the season. Going to KC, one of the loudest places. We know it's going to be loud Saturday night. So it's just something that we'll have to deal with. But our guys have done a great job. We piped in the music, as you know, and tried to make it as difficult as possible on our guys this week, and they've done a good job. So they'll do a good job Saturday night.
You're one of the guys, you describe certain players as game wreckers, Robert Mathis, there's DeMarcus Ware and J.J. Watt. When you face a guy like a Watt or a DeMarcus Ware, it's my guy, how much does that change your offensive game plan? Does it limit you?
I don't know if it limits you, but obviously it's a heightened awareness on everybody to know exactly, where that person is at all times. And you're going to do certain things. They're going to do certain things, obviously to take care of 98, make sure that, he doesn't wreck the game. We know that. They'll do certain things to take care of 13, the way he's played. They know that. We know that. So, you're going to set your game plan accordingly.
But you're trying to have a limit, or maybe that's you're letting them win if you take out 20% of your offense because of one guy.
Again, you're going to go in with, whatever you think's necessary and gives you the best opportunity to win the game.
Based on your experience against Tom Brady, can you blitz him? I mean, you want to get him off his spot, obviously. That's the way to beat him. But can you blitz him and get him that way, or do you have to get him with your
I think board? You got to do a great job of mixing it up. It can't be something that you do all the time. You just got to do a great job mixing up. Our guys got to do a great job of disguising. There's nothing that Tom hasn't seen. Bob, as you know, got great recall. They do a great job with their system, the way they run their offense, of trying to get you to show your hand, so to speak. So we got to do a great job pre-snap and post-snap, whether we're playing, coverage or going after them.
Chuck, how do they produce so much out of the slot? Because we saw Welker do it for years. See those guys doing it this year. Is there something particular about the way they use those guys?
They design stuff, do a great job of designing plays, to get those guys open. They're always on the move. They're not just sitting there, stationary, if you will. They do a great job of stacking receivers and, two-man stacks, getting in bunches, all sorts of things to get those guys loose to where you can't, get your hands on them. So they do a great job of that.
Chuck, if the weather forecast holds temperatures above 50 but rain, how important could establishing a running game be?
I think, Kimberly, it's always important to be able to run the football, you know, get ourselves in third and manageable. If we're, you know, third and eight, third and nine plus, a bunch of times we're going to, you know, it's going to be hard for anybody on the road and with the elements, with the environment, all the stuff, the noise. So we always go in and try to establish a run, whether we do it with big people, little people, you know, that remains to be seen, you know, how we get that done. But, you know, and then obviously, you know, the longer our offense is out on the field, that gives, you know, their offense more time to sit and chew ice, which ain't a bad thing.
We had here early in the week about reconsidering after such an emotional win, maybe some kind of a letdown just because of what went into it. If you don't, was it any different today or this week's practice?
Letdown? I mean, there's only eight teams left. Do you know how hard it is? You do, to get to this point. You know, so, I mean, our guys are focused and very, very excited, you know, about this opportunity. And, you know, for 2 years now, they've done as good a job as anybody I've been around as a team of being able to, you know, put things behind them and move on.
What is the most important thing as you advance in the playoffs? You have a lot of guys making it to the divisional round for the first time. What is important to tell them about what changes as you go down and you go deeper into the playoffs?
As far as what? Excuse me.
And when things go deeper into the playoffs, what becomes more important?
Well, the margin for error, you know, keeps shrinking. Obviously, it's minute, you know. So, again, you can't beat yourself. We know, you know, Coach Belichick and his staff and his team. You know, they don't beat themselves. They don't make mistakes. You know, we talked. You know, we talk all the time about you don't win games, you know, in National Football League, you lose games, you know, and it's one and done, you know. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you can't go turn the ball over. You can't, you know, make mistakes. You can't have mental errors. You can't have foolish penalties. You can't give up big plays. You got to do all the things offensively that we just talked about to them. And so, the margin for error is very, 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 very small, and even so much, you know, as far as being on the road and playing the team that we're playing, and you know where we're playing, the elements, the crowd, and all that stuff. So, you know, you got to be. We're chasing perfection, you know, trying to every single day that we come in here, and so we're going to go try to play the best game that we can possibly play.
For all the spotlight and discussion of Andrew and Tom and what a glamorous matchup that is it not reasonable that this game may well boil down to who runs it, who stops the run the best?
Very well could be, you know, and they rush for, you know, almost 130 a game, and they've got a stable of backs like we talked about before, so we've got to do a great job of stopping the run because, you know, again, they're hard enough to get off the field on third down, let alone if it's, you know, third and short. So, again, I think, you know, being able to run the ball and stop the run is going to be very, very important. And, you know, again, it's going to come down to, you know, five, six, seven plays, you know, that are going to determine, like every ball game, the outcome. And so we're going to just try to, you know, we're going to play as hard as we possibly can, you know, for 60 minutes. And be in the right place, you know, when that play presents itself. And hopefully we make, you know, just enough plays to get the win.
A few guys yesterday were mentioning just how good it was to have a guy like you develop the kind of personal relationships you do with them.
Who's that?
A few guys yesterday, like from Trent to Adam, mentioned how nice it was to have a guy like you develop personal relationships with them. And I was curious how important that was to you to what you do as a coach and how that impacts the guys you're around.
As far as developing with who?
Well, there were a couple of guys. There was Trent, who mentioned it, Adam mentioned it, but it was kind of a theme. I was curious about just sort of cultivating that environment where guys kind of trusted
I think it's everything. It's very important. If I've answered your question, I don't know if I quite understand it, you know, but my relationship with those guys, like with Trent, is that what you're asking me?
Or? Say that you establish like an environment where everybody sort of feels like a family, or it feels like they can have a personal relationship with you, I guess, if that makes sense.
again, I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand your so forgive me. The culture and environment that we've tried to create here since we got here, we wanted one, obviously, where guys were excited, you know, come to work every single day. And we wanted one where, you know, it's based on, you know, trust, loyalty, and respect. And to me, building a bond, building a family atmosphere, building those relationships, you know, to me it's everything. It's our foundation. It's how you get through tough times. You know, it's how you if you don't have that, if you don't have that foundation, you know, can you come back from 28 down, you know, to win a playoff game? No chance. And so to me it's one of the most important things that we have going for us.
Same time, they mentioned how cool it is and special it is for them to see you get to have a season like this. With everything going on, you get to step back and say, like, man, this is a really cool season, a special moment. Or is it too many things going on for you to even step back?
You speak really soft, and I'm hard of hearing. I should have two hearing aids.
At the same time, they were saying that they were really happy for you to be able to experience a season like this. Personally, have you been able to step back and say, like, man, this is a really cool season?
Who said that?
Trent said it, and Twan said it, but they said
so. Oh, okay.
And Vinatieri.
Yeah, it has been pretty neat. You know, I don't I guess I'm very, very fortunate and blessed to be where I'm at, you know, and given a second chance. So, you know, I appreciate that, and I appreciate every guy in that locker room, and you know, for them to say those things is great.
I wonder, we talked to Pep last week or 2 weeks ago, and he said about Andrew and his running. And he said, how many design runs have you called for him? He said, zero. We're not going to get a quarterback hit. The fourth and one, was that a design, the read option, was that a design run? Did you think that was the time to have him get out and run like that?
I don't know. You remember San Francisco game, right?
Yeah.
He didn't hand that ball off and, you know, down on the goal line and ran that one in. So I don't know. I know that guy. He's a brilliant guy. He's crafty as heck, you know. So, guy makes plays. He made a heck of a decision on fourth and one.
How has Deion been having him around the receivers?
Great. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he's been doing this a long, long time, and he came in here and it's like he's been here, you know, for 2 or 3 months. You know, he fit right in, and he's great with the guys, and he's great at practice, and he's done a great job. He's a pro.
What will be the behind that decision to use him or not use him on Saturday?
Well, again, we've got you guys know who we have. Again, it's like I spoke earlier. It'll just come down to whether we feel he feels comfortable. We feel comfortable with what he knows at this point, and if we need, you know, to use him.